once again, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. This is new music, as you can tell, because it is a continuation series, because we are working together, because we're collaborating. We're working with Nancy Regan. RCM Training Online is her company. What we are doing and what we are executing upon flawlessly is talking about industrial news of the day, because you're not, you know, come on, guys. You got to keep learning out there. We need you. You can't give up, because we need you in a big way. So you got to collaborate, you got to innovate, and you definitely got to educate. That's what we're all about. Let's get going. Yeah, we started this series last week. We're going to do some more. We're going to do live. I think that'll be a lot of fun. So we're going to be more real time as opposed to this type of format, but we're trying to work out the kinks, and of course we're going to work out the kinks, because we've got to work out the kinks, because we want you to be successful, and we want that information to get out, right? Makes sense. I keep on harping on the collaboration. So I said, well, I better collaborate. So there's Nancy Regan. She knows her stuff about RCM, and she's got a great platform online, and you can educate, right? So it's an innovative way, innovative way to be able to educate about RCM, right? And be able to truly reduce risk, save money, definitely make money, right? And become more resilient in your efforts. And that's what it's all about. That's why we decided that we're going to just talk about industrial news of the day, specifically for the week, really. Not the day, but the week. And if there are any really cool articles out there, give some loving to the people who are trying to really help us, industry, to be able to do what we can to be successful, because let's just be candid here. Okay. I'm being candid. If you're looking out on video, I've got the candid look on my face. But anyway, you've got to be successful. You got to sell more. You got to be innovative in doing that. You've got to figure out ways of being able to stay in business. If some people are really challenged out there, that's what, and it all gets down to, who can I talk to? Who can I collaborate? Who can I innovate with? Because I need help. Who can I educate and get the best and greatest and information out there to make you more resilient? And do it, please, do it fast. Please do it fast. And you gotta be willing to make mistakes. Do not sit back and say, oh gosh, that feels uncomfortable. You can't. You gotta get out there. You gotta get recognized. And we've got to sell more. So don't fall back and think that business as usual is business as usual, because it isn't. We need you. We need you in a big way. All right. Nancy Regan is her name. And it's funny. My industrial academy, I had a studio that I would train from, and it's fine. And then I got tired of traveling over there. And so now my studio, as you can see, if you're out there on the video, you can see that it's my house. It's my stuff. And so I just figured, well, let's embrace this virtual world that we live in today and be able to educate from any place in the world. It doesn't have to be anything special. And so that's my house. And you'll see on the video that the conversation I'm having with Nancy is great. And I got to tell you, man, it's very good. And so Industrial Academy, RCM Training Online, they're all virtual, great, great information. And I'm about making more money, the strategies that I have out on Industrial Academy, saving money, but really making money, marketing, branding, are you doing the right thing for your customers, things like that. Innovate, baby, innovate. All right, let's get going. Nancy Regan is her name. RCM Training Online is her game. That's pretty cool, huh? Anyway, we're talking about some news of the day, news of the week. Enjoy. Hey, Nancy, how are you doing?
Hey, Scott, I'm great. How are you?
No complaints. I get to talk to you. We get to talk industry. We get to talk news. We get to talk all about stuff that's important to many, and I like that.
Yeah.
Well, how was your week?
I had a great week. Yep, this was a great week. I'm getting stuff done, getting out of my own way, and I'm getting stuff done.
What does that get out of your own way mean?
you know, sometimes you get in your own head about where do I start and what do I do next? And if I make that, it's going to be awful. You got to get out of your own way and just sit down and do one thing. And then, you know, momentum is equal to mass times velocity. So the more you keep going, the more momentum you pick up.
Oh, you're such an engineer. Gosh, I want to be like you and do that. Jeez. All right. So what type of stories have you come up with this week specifically about what you're doing and how you're, you know, impacting industry, business as a whole with your RCM online training program? Or no, RCM, what is it?
Yep, RCM training online.
Training online.
Yep.
So there you go. So talk to us a little bit about that. What's going on?
You know, actually, I met with a company today, Scott, and it kind of plays off of what we talked in our last show together. We were talking about maintenance 4.0, you know, with prescriptive maintenance and sensors and, you know, all this advanced stuff. And most organizations aren't even there yet. And so that's what I was talking to a company today about that.
It's interesting. Yeah.
And, you know, you want to know the biggest thing that I took away, where I think they need to begin and where I think every organization in this boat needs to begin, is with people.
Yeah.
With what, and you know, it all boils down to philosophy. You know, what is the philosophy when it comes to maintenance and reliability? Everyone needs to be on the same page. You know, today what we talked about is, you know, maintenance is tired of being called by production because the machines keep breaking and production just wants things to run and management is looking at the bottom line and the maintenance supervisor, he wants to just go home at the normal time and not be stressed out. So it's interesting because they all really want the same thing, but they're not looking at it from that perspective. So it's all about identifying a philosophy and getting everyone on board and having buy-in, because you know, this, we're not splitting the atom when it comes to this stuff. It's simple, but it's not easy, and that's the thing.
Well, it's because you're dealing with people, and people in general just have different motivations, different focuses, different drivers, and trying to get them to coalesce. And like you said, you got production, you got maintenance, you got management, and I mean, even when I had hair, that conversation was always a part of, it's like management wants the bottom line to look better. Operations wants to keep on going. And then when something breaks, they don't want to, it's, and unfortunately it all runs down to maintenance, and maintenance gets the sort of the, I don't know.
The bad rap.
Yeah, no, nasty rap on that one.
Yeah.
Well, so what are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to facilitate a gathering of all these great minds together and figure
We're going to begin at the beginning, and we're going to have a management meeting. You know, we're going to do I'm going to do a presentation to get everyone on the same page. And, you know, we both know if you want to get anything done, you know, management has to buy into it.
Oh boy.
And, you know, and then we can work our way down. And, you know, and in all the big projects that I've worked on in my career, it's always happened that way. You know, management has to buy in, and then that philosophy can trickle down to everyone.
It is so important. You know, it always gets down to that. So it's like, okay, so if you have a sponsor, some executive saying, I want this to happen, and then I'm going to task people that report to me to make it happen, there's a sense of willingness to make it happen just because you got the head cheese wanting to make that sure that it just gets, it's everything. It's everything. Now, that means you got to talk the talk and walk the walk. What do they like to hear about? Do they like hearing about a valve being overhauled? Does a manager want to hear about that? No. What does the manager want to hear about?
I mean, the managers, they're looking at the money. So they want to, you know, they want to know, what do we have to do to keep production where we need it to be so we can serve our customers, so we meet our bottom line? I mean, that's what they want. Everyone wants different things, but the way to get there is exactly the same. That's what's really incredible about all of this.
Well, and managers, if we're you know, being upfront here, and again on my whiteboard here, they want to reduce risk, they want to save money, they want to make money, they want to create some resiliency, and they want to solve problems, not just internally, but solve problems externally for everybody. And that's what you bring to the table. That's what's so cool about that, because you have to have that conversation. You have to be able to communicate that message at that management level.
Yep.
Or it's just like, you can't go in there and say, I need money to overhaul this motor.
No.
Nobody's going to listen to you.
No.
Maybe that manager, that maintenance guy would say, yeah, we do. We need the money. But you better come up with a better business case than that.
Yeah.
And it might be relevant. You just got to be able to talk the language. That's for doggone sure.
Exactly. You got to know your audience.
You better know your audience. Yeah. Hey, I got a news article. So last week I didn't have a news article, and I talked about just pretty much the interviews that I've had on the Industrial Talk podcast. And this is sort of interesting to me, and it might be interesting to some, but I just, I'm all into, in this environment, in this the COVID world, and is it coming back? Is the pandemic doing? I don't know. I can't keep track of it. Do I wear a mask? Do I not wear a mask? I don't know. It makes me drink heavily sometimes. But
I'm with you. But let me tell you something. Do you know what I found at the store today?
Well, alcohol.
No, there is that is not in short supply. I found antibacterial wipes at the supermarket. So that tells me things are starting to get back on track.
Well, it's an economic indicator.
It doesn't take much to please me.
Yeah, that's funny, because when you think about it, it's like, we have wipes in the store, and apparently there's not a rush anymore. So I guess everybody's fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
The reality is that for me personally, I always look at articles, news, try to educate in a way that how do you survive over the next 2 years, next 3 years, whatever that looks like. I'm always gravitating toward information and articles associated with that. And I think that this was an interesting one, because me being in the world of sales and marketing and training and all of that stuff, because I want companies to succeed. This is an article about marketing technology companies. So there's just a ton of them. They have platforms. They provide these platforms in such a way that you can market better to your market and whatever it might be. And they're looking at, given sort of a macro view of it, they're looking at a 28% reduction in sort of marketing spend. Now, I can translate that into maybe it's more in industry, maybe it's more in manufacturing, retail. It's not in that. It's just sort of macro 28% reduction. That's a significant reduction, just FYI. And they're looking at over the next couple of years. Now, what does that mean? So this gentleman, his name is Doug Brewsher. That's B-E-W-S-H-E-R. Did I say that right? Brewsher?
I think so. Brewsher? Is it B-E-R?
B-E-W-S-H-E-R.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
We got the audience sort of chiming in. What is it? Anyway, so we go down these sort of interesting points, and I'm always gravitating, because I'm all about speed. I'm all about the ability to be able to consume information quickly, not drinking from a fire hose, but be able to consume it, lock it in, move forward, and do it. And so he came up with some really interesting points. Number one, clear out the backlog and clutter, which I think is interesting. So companies are sitting there today that they've been given the two-finger death punch from something, you know, called COVID, gets popped, and now the business has changed dramatically. Maybe not as much movement or velocity in moving things around. So now is the time. They're saying, okay, now is the time. Because pre-virus, you never had the time to sit there and clean things up.
Yeah,
you know as well as I do, if you're looking at an EAM system or any sort of system in general, you know there's crap in there. You know that data is just, some of it is just like, come on. So they're just talking about get in there, clean it up, make sure that it's relevant, and prepare and be in that position to be able to do that and take this time. Now, that's a meaningful activity that is needed today. Pre-virus, you never had time. Never. Nobody wanted to do anything with data. Nobody. Even I don't. I still don't. But I get it. I understand. So that's interesting. And when it's in the world of maintenance and the systems and maintenance, same thing. Clean out the data. Do it now. Yep. Make it meaningful.
It's giving us a chance to be proactive instead of, you know, running around because we're always so busy. We can stop and pause.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of pausing going on there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You might as well pause in a way that is helping you sort of create some level of resiliency and solving problems going forward and cleaning out that data. And that is with CRMs and that is with ERPs. It's just across the board. Now, you know, just try it. Create a plan to do that. The other one is reduce some of your organizational debt. Now, what does that mean? Well, he points it out. It's like, okay, there is just some things that, and you know, you've done it. I've done it. And it's like, I've got technology that I got. And do I really need it? And no. Did I spend the money on it? Yeah. And so now is the time to really focus in on that too. Look at your portfolio. You're looking at that organizational stuff and really, really innovate and get that cleaned up. You could see the trends that are taking place here. It's like you've got time on your hands. Do this because beforehand, and it's going to pick back up, and you're not going to have time, and you're going to waste this opportunity to do a little spring business cleaning.
Yeah.
This is a big one. This is an interesting one. Know your tech. Get to know your tech. So before, we bought the tech. And then we say, I like this little bell and whistle, and I did this, and it was great. And then you just leave it at that. They're saying it's like, okay, know your technology. Know your maintenance system. Work it out. See the problems and so on and so forth. Your CRM system has got junk in it. And you could do a better job with your process flows, your funnels and all of that stuff. Know your tech, be more efficient, and really focus in on that too.
Now, and you know, Scott,
go ahead.
A lot of times we don't, in our busy everyday lives, when you're talking about tech, usually these systems can do all kinds of things, but we don't utilize it all. We utilize maybe 10 or 15% of it. So it's nice to take a step back and breathe and figure out how can I do things better? How can I take advantage of these assets that I have now? Right. So yeah, it's you know, taking time to become proactive.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Spot on. And it is now, and it can make a tremendous and bring tremendous dividends in the future. It can.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely, how many people remember when Excel came out, Microsoft Excel, and then the next version, then the next version.
Yeah.
And you were just saying, hey, I want to learn it. And this is, you know, if you're old like me, you would always pick up the book. And the book was like this thick. Yep. And you'd think, there is no way I'm going to learn about that. That thick. So it's the same thing with other systems. There are so many things that you can do. Yep. All right. Let's
hey, Scott, how about our own phones? I mean,
oh, yeah.
Okay, so I bought the Note 10 Plus, I don't know, 6 months or so ago. I mean, this thing can do all kinds of things, but what do I do on it? You know, I read my emails, phone calls. It could probably help me a lot, but I don't slow down long enough to figure out what else I can do with it.
It's exactly correct. But if you see somebody that does work that phone efficiently, it's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool. It's like, it's done. You go, what did you do?
Yes.
How did you do that?
Yeah.
Boy, if I had a nickel every time I had said that, boy, that's just amazing. All right. The next point is really, really focus in on your existing customers. Focus in on them. See what they need. What problems do they are dealing with? How can you help? Be other focus. And I like that a lot because now is the time. And you know your customer, is their business has changed as well as yours and everybody else. And hey, you know, and the only way we're going to be able to get through this collaboration, collaborate, man. Get to, you know, double down, get existing, and then double down on innovation, right? This one is always a great one. You have time today, and you know you have team members that know that, like, if I did it this way, it would be easier. But pre-virus, nobody had time to even listen. Now you have time to listen, and there's an incentive to be able to do something over here and focus on that innovation and be innovative, not just with technology, with people, with your customers, doing new things with your tech, you know, whatever it might be. Yeah. There's just, I mean, it's going to be around for a couple of years. So you better learn to squeeze every bit of value out of your whatever, your business. You got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to do it. And I'm telling you, you're right in a sweet spot there, Nancy. You're in the sweet spot. And the reason I say that is because what you provide is a solution that satisfies or really addresses those components. You do.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for that, Scott. And, you know, more and more, like I mentioned when we first started, you know, you can pick up any magazine, any technical magazine, and probably every other one, there's an article about a reliability culture. And so I think that too often we only focus on machines and we don't focus on our people, on ourselves individually, but our teams, you know, we're running people living in reactive mode. The teams are frazzled. They're all going in different directions instead of, you know, coming together. But someone needs to bring people together. But it's not just one individual person. It just comes back to that philosophy, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just like, okay, like exercise, for example. We all know what we need to do to be healthy and to look and feel good, right? You know, you have to exercise regularly and you... Mm-hmm. The way I say to myself, you know, you can't eat like a pig. You know, you can't sit at night eating tortilla. I love tortilla chips. And I have to fight myself.
With salsa. Tortilla chip. Did you? Oh, there's a great tortilla chip out there that has this sort of lemon or lime salt on it.
They're good.
Oh, they're delicious.
I can just sit down at night and eat tortilla chips and I have to remind myself, you know, you just can't do that. So again, it goes back to that simple and easy thing. To stay fit and to stay healthy, it's simple, but it's not easy. And it's the same thing when it comes to our people and culture and the same thing when it comes to our machines. You got to keep at it. Like what you opened with today, you just have to keep moving forward and you have to keep doing it every day.
You've got to have that tenacious attitude over, and you cannot give up. You can't. Listen to us out there. You cannot give up. You've got to keep moving. We're dependent on you. Yeah. I mean, we're just sort of, you know, these mouthpieces that are taking place. We're passionate about what we do, but it's really, you just can't give up. You just can't, please don't give up. By the way, I was looking into my COVID scooter because I was eating so many barbecue chips. I was feeling I better get going and start looking into my COVID scooter to get around because I'm not going to be able to walk at all.
All right, Scott, what's your all-time favorite meal?
Ooh, God, that's an interesting question. All-time favorite meal. Boy, you popped that on me because I'm thinking,
I did pop it on.
Because let's put it this way, I am committed to the food. I am committed in a big way to the food. You know what? I'm going to have to go with ethnicity. I love authentic Mexican cuisine. Authentic. You know, fortunately, I've traveled around, and when you get into something that is truly authentic and that had that time, I love cooking it, and I love eating it. When you say chips and salsa, I'm all in, baby. And that's sort of But in general, Mexican cuisine, absolutely. And we've been on a doggone spaghetti run too.
Yeah.
Yeah, once a week, it's too easy. Do this, sling some hash, cook some noodles, boo, you know.
Yeah,
it's all done. We might throw something green in there, maybe, but no, it's all about the spaghetti. Yeah. What about you?
I joke with my husband all the time, but frequently I say, if I'm ever in a position to have my last meal, I want tacos. So I'm with you. I love tacos. I could eat them every night. Now, I don't know how authentic I make them, but I love them.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it doesn't matter. It's tacos, man.
It's tacos.
It's tacos. Yeah. I'll tell you, one of the recipes that you got to look into is called Chili Colorado, and it's what makes it great, of course, it's beef, right? Cubed beef. And then you make the sauce, and the sauce is true dried peppers, right? And you rehydrate them, and then you puree them, and then you, you know, take out the bits and pieces. And now you got this smooth, just very velvety type of sauce that you slowly cook the meat in. You slap some tortillas on that bad boy. COVID 25, baby, with your scooter.
All right, I'm coming over to your house, Scott.
I'm telling you, man, you should. Yeah, you should. You just live right around the corner.
Food is always better when someone else cooks it for you.
Yeah, we've been
trying. Right?
That's true. You're never going to complain about somebody cooking food. Oh, I don't like hamburgers. You don't want to make that. All right, well, you got a busy week ahead of you?
Yes, I do. Actually, we're leaving for vacation in 2 days. So you know how it goes 2 days before vacation? You're like running around trying to get everything done.
How are you doing a vacation in the world of COVID? Where are you going?
We're driving to Daytona Beach. Yep, we're going to stay in a hotel where we have a kitchen, so we don't have to go out much. And, we're going to walk on the beach and enjoy things that way.
You know, chillax.
This is our normal time where we go to Vegas for 2 weeks in the summer for the World Series of Poker. So my heart is breaking for my favorite place on the planet, Las Vegas. You know, it's starting to come back and I'm staying positive, but this isn't the time to go. We're big poker tournament players, so.
I'm telling you, man, if that, I would love to see you in a tournament and then I can just run around and just distract you. Carry a sign. Woo-hoo, Nancy. Yep. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's is it coming back?
Yeah, Vegas is starting to open. There's six-handed poker tables, but the tournaments, they're not open yet. And I mean, it is so hot in Vegas now, so even to just walk around during the day is not a possibility, which we also love to just walk the strip. So hopefully next summer the World Series of Poker will be back.
All right. Okay, we're going to have to wrap it up.
Okay.
Nancy, you have a great week. Enjoy your vacation at Daytona Beach. And I'll keep at it in the salt mine of industrial talk and, you know, hold it. Are you going to be able to do a show next week?
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah.
From Daytona?
Yeah, from Daytona. How about that? Yeah,
that's a cool name, Daytona. All right, I got you down. All right, listeners, we're going to wrap it up. That's a little banter back and forth at the end of that, but we're going to be back with some other great articles and really highlighting some of the people who are really thinking outside the box here and getting some real stuff out to you for you to consume. So remember, you got to continue to educate. That's what this is all about. Do not pull back. We need you to be successful. Right there, Nancy?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
And stay positive. Don't get into this whirlwind. Shut the news off. Stay informed, but don't watch it ad nauseum. Just stay informed, but keep doing what you know you got to do.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah. What you can do to make things really matter.
Yeah, eat a couple of tacos. That'll cheer you up.
Yeah, any tacos.
Thank you, Nancy. Have a wonderful week.
All right,
and we're gonna wrap it up. We'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Once again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. That was Nancy Regan. You got to check her out. She's got RCM Training Online as her company. You want to know the best of the best in the world of RCM? Yep. That's Nancy Regan. Write it down. Put it to memory. RCM Training Online is where you need to go. She makes, I don't know, man, RCM training fun. Boy, she knows her stuff too. She's got mad chops in this, in the world of RCM. Boy, does she ever. All right. Once again, collaborate, do it. Innovate, do it. Educate, that's what we're all about here too as well. Do it, do it, do it. We want to be able to do this with you. We want to collaborate with you. We want to innovate with you. We definitely want to educate with you. And I'm all into sales. You got to bring in the money. If you don't bring in the money, then all of this stuff is not worth it anymore because you're not making money. So let's figure that out and be innovative associated with that. All right. Again, you can find all of this information out on industrialtalk.com. Everything that you need to know. How to reach Nancy Regan as well. Okay, we're going to be back with another great interview. It's going to be Nancy and Scott, but we're going to be doing it live. We're going to be changing it up. The format's going to be fun. All right, thank you again. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly, change the world. You guys are great. Thank you. We'll be back shortly.